And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the French novelist Alexandre Dumas, born in Villers-Cotterêts, France, 1802, who wrote The Three Musketeers, from which more than 60 movies have been made, and The Count of Monte Cristo, which has been turned into 50 of them. The mystery novelist John D. MacDonald, born on this day in Sharon, Pennsylvania, 1916, famous for his novels The Deep Blue Goodbye, Nightmare in Pink, many others, starring the beach bum detective Travis McGee, who lives on a houseboat that he won in a poker game. He was serving in the Army during World War II, MacDonald, and he wrote letters to his wife telling her stories. She liked one so much she typed it up and sent it to the magazine Story, where it was published. When he got out of the Army, he had 4 months of severance pay, so he spent those months writing, 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. Everyone but his wife thought he was crazy, shell-shocked. But by the end of the year, he was making a living selling short stories to pulp fiction magazines. He used his mystery novels to criticize what he called American junk culture, fast food and bad TV and land development. It's the birthday of Robert Graves, born Wimbledon, England, 1895. Just 1 week out of high school when World War I began, he was shipped off to France. One-third of his fellow high school graduates died in battle, spent much of the war in the trenches, surrounded by mud and corpses and rats. He was wounded so badly in one battle he was mistakenly reported dead in London newspapers. And when someone showed him a copy of his own obituary, Robert Graves decided he'd been spared from death in order to write poetry. He wrote poems after the war, tried to write a novel about the war, but he suffered from recurring nightmares and paralyzing flashbacks of the fighting. He got married, he had children, began to write furiously to support his family. In just 5 years, he wrote a novel and a half dozen volumes of poetry, but his masterpiece was his memoir, Goodbye to All That, came out in 1929, about his childhood and his experiences in the war. And it's the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald, born Zelda Sayre in Montgomery, Alabama, 1900, the wife and the muse of the novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald. They went out on their first date on Zelda's birthday, July 24, 1918. Years later, in a letter to Scott, she wrote, "The night you gave me my party, you were a young lieutenant, and I was a fragrant phantom, and it was a radiant night, a night of soft conspiracy, and the trees agreed that it was all going to be for the best." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison entitled Becoming. Nowhere is it the same place as yesterday. None of us is the same person as yesterday. We finally die from the exhaustion of becoming. This downward cellular jubilance is shared by the wind, bugs, birds, bears, and rivers, and perhaps the black holes in galactic space where our souls will all be gathered in an invisible thimble of antimatter. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Yes, trees wear out as the wattles under my chin grow, the wrinkled hands that tried to strangle a wife-beater in New York City in 1957. We whirl with the earth, catching our breath as someone else, our soft brains ill-trained, except to watch ourselves disappear into the distance. Still, we love to make music of this puzzle. Becoming, a poem by Jim Harrison from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported daily by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.